Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Oh, thank you very much. Hot crowd, hot crowd. Thank you so much for coming to the UCB Theater in Los Angeles to watch I Love Movies. With other live people. Of course, many of you are listening. Well, many of you. Let's not get crazy. People are listening to this on handheldcomedy.com. And I'm really excited. I normally do a joke right here, but I'm excited about getting our guest out here, and I don't have a joke to do right here. I did it in last week's show. But I'm excited to just go right to the guest. I mean, the crowd seems super warmed up. And totally ready to go. So my guest today on I Love Movies is a good friend. You may know him as the host of the game show Funny Money. You may know him as the host of Never Not Funny, a sister podcast here on Handheld Radio. Handheld Radio, Jesus. Handheldcomedy.com. And you may know him as the face next to the word funny in the dictionary. Here's Jimmy Pardo, everybody.
Hello. Hi there.
Super casual Jimmy Pardo today.
Well, it's radio for all practical purposes.
Oh, so
I don't need to put a suit on and pretend.
Oh, okay. So when you do your show, Never Not Funny, same deal, or do you dress it up?
I will occasionally wear a short pant. I will have a tank top on from time to time, maybe a sleeveless retro t-shirt. Is this show sponsored by Scoliosis, by the way?
Yeah, for those of you listening, the microphones are on a desk in front of us, and you kind of have to figure out a way to make it. I'm thinking this way is how I'm going to go for this half hour.
You're going to kick it back.
Yeah, I'm going to take it back. And
I could use
do this.
A couple of phone
books. You
can
also take it out of the thing and just hold it if you'd like.
No, that's not radio then. That confuses me.
That might work. I'm going to try it.
You're going to go loosey-goosey?
I'm trying it.
Let's see how that flies.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Oh, that's interesting.
I like it.
Oh, that loosens me up. Oh, that really loosens
me up. You're really loose. Do you want to do some crowd work?
No, but now I can talk movies. Earlier, I could not.
You can't talk movies all slouched over a cable.
I could. That's not how I watch them.
That's not right.
I watch a movie upright.
Since this epi, I call them epis, is scheduled to air the week of Election Day.
Is that right?
Yeah. If we remember to switch them. That's the week it's going to start.
Okay, so we're talking political movies? Is that our theme?
No, I was going to ask you, what horror movies do you like?
Oh, Halloween, probably be my favorite horror movie of all time.
So it's easy to remember to watch it every year.
I watch it, and it's falling on the 31st this year.
That PJ Souls.
Sexy.
When I was a kid, man, she was it.
What other movies was she in?
Loved
Quickly.
Her. Rock and Roll High School.
Boom, what else?
She played Riff or something like that. Riff Randall?
I don't know. I never saw it. I don't care.
And there was more information than you asked for. She was also in Stripes.
And I just saw another thing that she was in today, and I don't remember what it is now.
Now you're going to blank on it?
I brought it up, yeah.
So who's the stoner now?
Not me, although I think I got a contact eye by being this close to you.
Oh, that's what's happening. So every time you can't think of a PJ Soul movie,
I'm getting a contact eye.
You're going to blame it on me.
Got to blame it on something. I'll blame it on the rain.
And you know what the PJ stands for in PJ Souls?
No, I do not.
Plow job.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
There was a bit of a slip up when making the birth certificate.
Oh, so they wanted
they
to
meant
be
PB, yeah, but they went with a P instead, PJ. So that's where most people name PG. That's where PJ, that's where it came from.
Do you think they pronounce it plow job?
Plow job.
You think they're maybe big fans of the snow?
Maybe that's it.
Maybe you got all your facts wrong on this.
Thank you, Jimmy. Jimmy Pardo, everybody.
Are we done? That was great.
That was it.
That's a fast half hour.
That was it.
That flew by.
Yeah, that's the idea. Is people are like, oh, I want to listen to more of those. Half hour's never gone by so fast.
Quick, get it out.
I was laughing
boom.
And it was over.
Right, Halloween, PJ Souls, out.
Out.
Done.
H to the P to the J to the gone.
Boom, boom.
You picked up the other thing and talked into it.
What did you think of that?
I liked it. I might do that a little later in the show.
I don't doubt that.
That's just for these guys that came out to see it live.
People, they get rewarded for showing up.
Boom, boom, into the wrong microphone, into the mic stand instead of the mic.
I also like other horror movies.
Yeah, let's talk about that
some
more.
What horror movies do you care for?
During election week. I'll tell you one that I really enjoy. Halloween, of course, is a great one.
Was that your favorite of all time?
Here's another one that's neck and neck with it, probably.
Is it Alien?
Good guess, but no.
Give me a hint. I like to play games. I saw earlier podcasts have games involved.
Aliens 2, Aliens, was my favorite Alien movie, and it was more of an action movie.
Yes.
So I almost throw that into the whole
What did you think of comedic
category.
Actor Paul Reiser in that film?
It was totally bearable.
Really?
Yes.
You badmouth Reiser?
It was completely... He was good.
I thought he was very good.
He was good, but he did that like in three or four good movies.
Yeah?
Then he did it on a long-running TV series I never watched.
I was mad about it.
And then he started doing it in movies that I will never see.
Example?
That thing about my granddad hates me because
and Peter Falk?
I'm a schmuck. What was that called?
I didn't think that's what it was.
Hey, granddad,
hey, where are you looking? I think is what it was called.
Yeah, what are you looking at, you old bastard?
Crazy
yeah,
free guy? What
whatever
are you
that
doing?
Was, yeah. My dad, crazy freak guy, was the working title. One day, Peter Falk gets a hold of the call sheet and flips out. They didn't tell him that when they hired him.
I was not expecting that.
Crazy one-eyed freak out, man.
Surprising.
And they changed the title every day until he noticed.
Am I supposed to take the label off of my water for legal purposes?
It would be fantastic
purposes?
If you did.
Sweet Jesus, should there be some prep work before this? I got it.
Okay, good.
Taken care of. No problematic.
All right.
Wait, turns out I don't have it. Got it.
Let's go back and get some of the good stuff from back, because we don't want to have to blur out that label.
Okay.
So let's go back to the top.
I like Halloween.
Halloween was good. PJ Souls stands for plow job.
I pronounce it plow job, by the way.
You pronounce it plow job. Everyone's caught up.
There we go.
If people went to the bathroom or something during the last 5 minutes, now they're completely caught up.
Do you think somebody actually goes to the bathroom during listening to a podcast?
Yeah, and they like start to reach for the pause button. They're like, no, I'll miss a few minutes.
Sure.
See where they're at when I come back.
Why not?
Still talking about Halloween?
Ooh.
I'll go shit again.
Really?
Yeah, I'll double shit.
Double dip.
If they're boring.
That's
talking about Halloween for half an hour. Exorcist.
That's your favorite?
Was where I was headed.
What do you think of that?
I didn't like it because I'm a man who doesn't like to be touched by other men.
Yeah.
But your hand is so crazy cold.
Yeah.
That I liked it.
It cooled you down a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Or did it give you a chill? Which one was it?
It cooled me down. If it gave me a chill, you would have seen the residual effects that goes something like this.
Then I would have thought you were having a seizure and grabbed your tongue.
I would have had to shake it off. We're doing a lot of stuff for the live audience. That's why you need to come down here to the UCB Theater to see the show live. Go to ucbtheater.com for more details.
This has the vibe of a morning show doing like their gig out of a gas station. And like the six people that show up at 6 a.m. in the morning. You got to still do your job and entertain the people in their cars. But six people came. Give them a T-shirt. Give them a mug.
I try. I do what I can. But they're also, the gas prices are pretty high.
They're so a little
steep. They're not a happy audience.
They're not caring.
They're not
the
a good morning
gas.
Show audience. People that just paid $60 for a gallon of gas.
Right.
That was a comic exaggeration that wasn't exaggerated nearly enough to be comic.
Not $60.
The people could listen to this podcast, say, 5-6 months from now and...
That could theoretically be the price.
I said for a gallon, though. That's a lot for
that
a gallon.
That is high per gallon. $60 a gallon. That's probably a barrel, $60
but
a barrel.
But that's about, some people fill their tank for about $60
yeah,
bucks.
I know I do.
Wow. That's what it costs you? You go all the way?
I fill it
for
about 45.
I just put in 10 at a time and stop every two blocks.
Is that right?
Yeah.
My mom used to do that. Give me $10 on ethyl, is what she used to say. And then we'd go four blocks.
Right.
You know, because
Yeah. Just tell us the truth. You were at the track.
So, give me $4 on ethyl.
I don't get that. Right, thanks for explaining, because I had no clue what you were talking about.
You're welcome. Well, there was a little time.
And I'm a very yes-and. I'm a very yes-and guy.
You really are. That's why I like having you on the show.
It's my pleasure.
What's out there now, movie-wise? Have you seen anything of late?
I've seen The Three Eyes, Doug.
Oh.
I saw Idiocracy.
Uh-huh.
I saw Invincible.
Uh-huh.
And The Illusionist.
Those are the three eyes.
Those are the last three movies I saw.
Let me tell you about some of the things I've been seeing.
I'd like to hear about them.
Oh, no, actually, you know what you could see next?
What?
Infamous.
Infamous?
Yeah.
Which one's that?
Do you want to see Capote a second time?
Yes, I do.
Because that's what it is. It's Capote, same story.
They're remaking it?
They were making it. It was one of those fucked up, oh, we're both making Truman Capote movies?
Really?
Oh, well.
Why does that happen? You're a guy that loves movies.
One of us will hang back for a year.
But when sometimes
I think they should have held
happen.
It for 5 years. Because that Philip Seymour Hoffman, indelible performance.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And this
Agreed.
Guy is just like some
Who's this
fruity actor who already acts like Truman Capote.
Really? Nathan Lane?
You're going to be great at this game at the end. You're a good guesser.
It's an excellent guess.
Nathan Lane's got some new Broadway show he's doing.
After The Producers?
Yeah.
He's got
and
something
after
new?
The Odd Couple.
He's done The Odd Couple.
There's already
as well.
Been something else in between
Holy
The Producers.
Smokes.
And
What's the new one?
Broadway loves him.
They love him. The yeah, Great yeah, White yeah. Way loves Nathan Lane.
Yeah, I don't know what this new one is. It's called, I don't know.
Well, it'll be. I'm sure it'll be AIDS a huge success, Doug. There's no question about it. I wish him all the best of luck.
All right.
Are we done with horror movies?
No, not if you're not.
No, I'm done. I didn't know if you were. I don't know where you're going.
This is a freewheeling half hour.
I don't know how you fly.
I don't.
We do a lot of prep for my podcast. I don't know how you fly. We do a lot of prep work.
Do you want to plug your podcast a little?
You already did up top.
In case, I would imagine most people would go to your podcast first.
Right. And then, we're a very successful podcast.
And then maybe check mine out because I'm on the same page.
Your old right hand,
I get some of your overflow.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and then I don't think it's going to go the other way around.
I don't know if that's true. I think a couple people will find yours all doped up and then see my face and go, I recognize him, and then come over and enjoy Never Not Funny.
All right.
I don't know.
I mean, it's a fantastic, like a pot smoker is going to click on Never Not Funny because that's a fantastic guarantee.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and we never disappoint, I can tell you that.
So a pot smoker is like, thank God, something I can listen to and not think and just laugh.
Right.
Because I already know.
They're going to giggle all the way through
it. It's never not funny, so it doesn't matter what they're saying, I'm just going to laugh.
Right.
Kind of like Mind of Mencia.
Oh, yeah, it's very similar. You know we do a lot of the same
topics. You hear that title, Mind of Mencia. Well, if it's no one else's mind, this is going to be awesome.
Right. You know what you're getting.
Yeah.
And it's going to be funny.
Yeah, it's Mencia's mind. It's just right
you
there
know
for the
in
taking.
There, and he's not afraid to say what he's going to say.
Yeah, no, not afraid at all.
Hold back.
Not afraid at all. Most
never
of your
back.
TV people, anchormen, you see them, they're scared of
they're
talking.
They're restricted.
They're like really terrified of what they're about to say.
Mencia? Not.
No, not afraid.
Comes right at it.
So what would be your second favorite Halloween movie?
Oh, my second favorite? Nightmare Before Christmas.
Wait a second. That puppet thing?
Yeah, well, it's not puppets necessarily. I think it's like claymation.
It's a Tim Burton thing.
Yeah, it's Tim Burton.
That's your second favorite horror movie?
You said Halloween movie. You didn't say horror movie. There's a difference there.
All right. Well, and if you're playing by those rules, it's my number one Halloween movie.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I thought we were talking scary movies.
Well, okay, let's go scary then. I got to go. You know what? When a Stranger Calls.
I go Corpse Bride on scary.
What?
Yeah. Nightmare was for pussies, but Corpse Bride, that was some scary
a little
shit.
Little spooky.
Yeah, yeah.
That same music,
fucking,
same voices.
That knocked my dick in the dirt.
Really?
Yeah.
A horror movie should not do that.
I know. It should scare me, not slap me violently.
No, Full Metal Jacket, I want dick in the dirt. Corpse Bride, I don't. I leave Hamburger Hill, dirty dick. Dusty crotch. Who I believe is in ZZ's Top, if I'm not mistaken. Is he not on bass?
Hamburger Hill, that's a great one. That's a great reference.
Not afraid to use it.
You're not.
No.
You're ready to go.
I can do any war film.
Do you have like is one of the rooms in your mansion a reference library?
We have
you just go in and pick out a phrase and go, no one said this in a while.
We have a shelf, yeah.
I'm going to drop this on people's asses today.
Sure. I stopped doing a movie thing. What do I got? Hamburger Hell, Double H.
Now, you were in a motion picture.
Yes,
I don't believe it's come out yet. Called Relative Strangers.
That has not come out yet. That is a correct statement.
What is that?
It is a motion picture that stars Danny DeVito, Ron Livingston, Nev Campbell, a bunch of other...
Slow down. You had me at the first one.
That DeVito?
Yes.
Yeah.
Love him every time. Did you see him when he was Napoleon?
No, I did not.
Terrific performance.
You enjoyed it?
Yes, very.
Have you ever seen him in person? You ever seen
him? He played an actor playing Napoleon. So it was,
that does not answer my question.
What was your question?
Have you ever seen Danny DeVito in person?
Yeah, I think so.
You've hung out with him?
No, I haven't had I haven't had QT with.
I'd like to see you spend some QT with Double D. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. He is.
Does he smoke pot? Is that what you're trying to say?
I don't know if he's a hippie. I don't know what kind of lifestyle he has. What I do know is that he comes up to my waist, and I'm a tiny man.
Right.
And he scared the hell out of me at the Arclight movie theater one night. Because I felt
does
something.
Does he know you?
Me.
Oh, he knows you from the movie, or?
Well, I'm sure he's seen me in the dailies. He probably loved my work in the dailies.
Because he directed it?
He was the producer of this film.
Producer
as well.
Of it. Okay.
Yeah. He was a star producer.
So what's his company? Jersey or something?
Yeah, Jersey Films.
Yes.
And
Pulp Fiction. Great movie.
Yeah, he does
they
some nice
that.
Work.
My out of sight.
Out of sight is fun. My beautiful wife Danielle Koenig worked for his company for a while, and whenever Danny DeVito would call, he would just go Danny. And because my wife's nickname is Danny, they would always have this crazy "Who's on first?" thing for the first 5 minutes of the phone call. Danny, yes. Who's this? Danny. Who's this? Danny. Boom, boom, back and forth. That's a statement. That's true. That story.
Ruthless People
would be another example of a Danny DeVito movie. Yes.
No, I mean, he's just in that one. I'm saying that the people in his company.
Oh, is that right?
Ruthless.
They also did that one?
No,
oh,
they're ruthless. They're terrible.
You're playing little games. Word games. Norm Crosby.
Yeah. Well, it got me started. The title of this movie, Relative Strangers, I'm going to guess it's two people who were related to each other but did not know it.
I believe that's the case.
That's what they find out in this movie, that they're relative strangers.
The role I had did not require getting the full script.
Now, what was your character?
I play angry guy in car, and I improvise.
Is that your credit on IMDb?
I believe
angry
it is angry driver or something
angry
like
driver.
That. Yeah, I wanted to be called mini driver. They said no can do legal.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's that girl's name.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Exactly. If I were you, I would have punched that person and said, "What do you think of those apples?"
I was going to, and then I said it's not 1947, so I chose not to use that phrase.
Right, but that was one of the things in Good Will Hunting that bothered me.
Is that right?
That the audience applauded when he said, "How about those?" He like did a street thing that people just know,
right?
And the audience applauded, like, "Yeah, he did the how about those apples joke."
I saw it on a plane. Nobody applauded anything. Although it was embarrassing to be crying like a baby on the plane, I'll tell you that. Just weeping at the end of that movie when Robbie Williams gets the note in his mailbox. I don't want to ruin the ending. But I'm just sobbing, and just people are, it was horrible. I'm on a plane. You can't hide your eyes on a plane.
No. I cried when they announced that they were playing Good Will Hunting on the plane.
You did not tear up at the end of Good Will Hunting?
I got to say, emotionally, it worked for me.
Yeah.
What time did we start? Oh, I know.
Four?
I got it. I was moved by it, but then immediately, haven't you ever had this? You could probably give me a great example in your life of a movie that you like, you know, it was good, you liked it, you loved it, but then the accolades and the talk and the all of America loving it, and then after a while you just go, oh, wait a second, that was a bummer.
That happens a lot for me. I can't come up with a good example.
Here's
right
one
now.
That a lot of people say it
help
about.
Help me, that'll help
a
me.
A lot of people say it about this one, but I don't necessarily agree. I liked it. American Beauty.
Yeah. Okay.
I hear that about that a lot. I also hear it a lot about...
You're the movie guy. I know 80s
what
music.
What was the movie where Robin Williams played a little boy with a man's body?
Garp?
No.
Mork.
Jack.
Oh, Jack.
Jack.
Hey, question.
Yes?
Speaking of Danny DeVito, did you ever see the movie Jack the Bear?
Yeah, I did.
I cried like a baby at that movie.
That is a crybaby movie.
That's a great movie.
That movie was those dudes that do 30-something.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Tim Busfield?
No, Herskovitz.
Yeah, Tim Busfield was in 30-something.
Ken Olin?
Patricia Wedding. Drake?
Someone named... No, Draper. Polly Draper.
Oh, yeah, PD.
PD was in it. Ken Olin.
Ken Olin. Lena Olin might have been on set.
Hippie guy that's a lot like Steven Weber, but isn't.
Oh, well, what's
his name?
The
guy that's not Steven Weber.
Kind of played Animal on Lou Grant?
They're pretty interchangeable. That's a different guy, Daryl Anderson.
Yeah, okay.
I love to just show off my awesome trivia knowledge when I'm this high. And it really is awesome the way it has giant holes in it. You know, that guy from that movie made in 1967 starring, you know, I can name everything else about it.
Right.
What were we talking about when you... Oh, Jack.
Jack. Jack the Bear. Jack, going backwards.
Gotcha.
Movies that get a lot of accolades that you like that it pisses you off.
Let's back it all the way to the beginning.
Boom, boom. Halloween!
Start over. Starting over. That was fun. Do you want to play our game?
Oh, is it game time already?
I think it might be.
This thing's flown by!
It goes by really fast for us.
You know what? You'll be amazed.
I can't speak for others, but the two people on stage with the microphones have a ball at this show.
People that listen, they'll enjoy it as well.
You think?
Oh, are you kidding me? There's something I learned for the podcast. People enjoy them.
People
want to laugh, Doug.
People generally don't click on a podcast to then sit there with their arms crossed saying, this is fucking lame.
Well, we got one reviewer that said that.
How much do you think they listen to, though?
Like, he even admits.
Stop it.
He goes, I didn't listen to a lot of this, but what I heard, I don't like. Done. 1 star.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's on iTunes.
I didn't like Never... what's it called? Never Not Funny?
Never Not Funny. Has Not Changed.
Yeah, yeah. I stopped listening at Never.
Yeah.
Welcome to Never.
Not my cup of tea.
Welcome to Never? What does that even mean? It doesn't even make sense. I can't sit around here waiting for words to start to make sense.
Right.
Welcome to Never.
Not here to play games.
Welcome to Never Not. What is that? Some fucking Dr. Seuss land or something? Never Not?
You ever want to go to Never Not?
I go to sleep at night dreaming of flying away to Never Not.
I want to go back to Never Not.
In my pajamas with feet.
You got the footy pajamas?
The footy pajamas.
Footy PJs?
Plojays.
Plojays?
I knew one of us was going to get there.
Giggles. All right, what's the game? Let's go!
You know what that race reminded me of?
What?
A scene from The Ringer.
I didn't see The Ringer.
That's that movie where Johnny Knoxville pretended to be retarded to win
I know what it was.
Special Olympics. Oh, I thought you were saying it like I didn't see it, like you didn't know what it was.
Oh, I know exactly what it was. I did not plan to see that.
Did not. You didn't plan to see it? You didn't see it accidentally?
No. If it began with an I, I may have seen it.
Yeah, I think
if they called it The Idiot, I'm there.
I think it had a good run on planes, but I always missed it.
Was that right? Was that a plane film?
I think so. I think it got on the planes.
What?
It was gentle enough. So do you want to ask me
a
Leonard
Maltin?
You've seen the show.
Yep,
I mean, heard
go.
The show.
I've heard it. Go.
You know Leonard Maltin. Do you want me to ask you one, or do you want to ask me one?
I don't know the game. Walk me through it. Give me the rules.
I've only seen
this from afar.
Oh, okay. Well, basically, you pick a movie that you think the other person's familiar with. I'll give you an example out loud. Kill Bill Volume 2.
Okay.
Then you take the movie, and you say to the person, okay, this movie is from 2004.
Okay.
They can guess if they want, but that's very little information. There was quite a few movies in 2004.
Wait a minute, 2004?
There was at least a dozen. Yes, in 2004.
Kill Bill 2. Woo! Thank you.
That's pretty good. That is pretty good.
Is that it?
I wish I was high enough to just go, very well done, Jimmy. That's our show, everybody. You know, just wrap it up like he fucking nailed it. But I can't get that high. I'll try, but... So I read the names from the bottom.
Okay.
You stop me when you think you know it.
You're starting with the
and this is going to be fun because you're going to know
credit.
This right away.
All right.
Yeah. Or you could make it suspenseful.
All right, go right ahead.
Okay. Bo Svenson.
Bo Svenson. No.
Jeannie Epper.
No.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, wait a minute now. Go on.
That's weird that they put him in there just because to out that he's in it, but he has a very, very small part in it.
Is that a hint?
Could be, if you were listening to every word of it.
Go on.
Sid Haig.
No.
Larry Bishop.
No.
Michael Parks.
Parksy.
Gordon Liu.
No. Are you getting to the stars now? I'm not a movie guy. How
90,
do you make that point
98
clear?
Other... 87 other fighting Asian dudes in suits.
Well, that's Kill Bill 2.
Yeah. Yeah, I was still using it as an example, making me do every name. I was like, why isn't he just...
I thought
I'd go, Bo Svenson, Kill Bill Volume 2, like you'd nail it again
right
away.
I thought we moved on, and I apologize for clunking up the bit that I did not know was happening.
No, that's why I said
I should have been in on it.
The crazy 88s, just to give it away.
A piece of paper.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Now we got to make up some time, so this is going to be a quick one.
I think it's good we're doing radio where I have to squint.
Okay, ready?
The lights.
2002.
Go. That's a good year.
Narrated by Robert Evans.
Robert Evans movie? I'm going to call it the movie about Robert Evans.
That's the one. Well, you are really good at this.
I'm not bad. Give me one more similar to
the
that.
The kid stays in the picture.
Kid stays in the picture.
Okay, I'll give you another one. I'll give you another one just like that.
Very similar to that.
Hang on. Hang on. I got it. You guys are going to love this. We got another great guest on the next show. So tune in next week.
The plug. Have you mentioned the Laugh Bank at all, Doug?
New Epi's debut on Mondays, show.
You have not mentioned
the
Laugh Bank?
When do your new ones come on?
Every Friday.
Okay, Fridays is when you can catch Never Not Funny.
Yeah, sure.
See, I couldn't do it on Friday because some Fridays I am not funny. Wait.
But that is not your title. So really wouldn't apply. Movies are weekly, daily. You can do it any day.
You'd be shocked how much of your life I apply to my own, even when it doesn't fit.
You're doing a movie that proves you don't.
What movie?
Relative strangers.
I can't do. I'm trying to look this up and talk to you, and I can't do either.
What do you do? Is there anything I need to do to fill
the time?
No,
ready? Here
we go.
Okay,
go.
1975.
Which, really?
Yes.
All right.
James Whitmore.
James Whitmore. All the President's Men.
Is a good guess. Give him Hell Harry is the answer.
Oh.
You told me, you said,
I would have zoomed
in on that.
You said,
give me another one just like that.
Making, but I
so I gave you another one that's just one person.
Oh, I see.
But it's the one you weren't aware of.
No, not from 75.
I'll give you one with two people.
I don't know a lot of docs from 75.
A lot of what?
Wasn't that a documentary?
Well, it was a filming of his one-man show, and he was actually nominated for Best Actor Oscar for his performance.
Was that right?
Yeah, even though it was just filming a stage play.
Hmm.
Like, I hope we get nominated for potties for doing this.
We very well may.
Potties.
Don't know so much about this
episode. Some asshole is going to come up with potties as a fucking award thing.
Why don't I give you one?
Because we really are out of time.
Oh, we're done. This thing flew by.
And I'm going to give you this one I've been looking for 7 minutes.
Here we go.
Don't look.
By the way, if there's any time where they went to the bathroom, this would be the time, I would imagine.
You think they went during that part?
Yeah, there's no question.
Okay, it's 1972.
Oh, come on. Jesus Christ Superstar.
Now, I'd already told you it's only got two people in it.
Oh, that you did not tell me that, but okay.
Yeah, I said I'll find you one that has two people in it.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention. Go ahead. There's two people
sometimes
in this movie. Harold and Maude.
Do you tape your shows on Friday because then you switch personalities with your guest?
Pardon?
Nothing. Freaky Fridays. Okay, here we go.
We release them on Fridays. We do not tape them on Fridays.
Oh. Totally ruined my awesome joke. It was such a good joke until you said that. Okay, Michael Caine.
Michael Caine, Death Trap.
No, that had like three or four people.
I know, but Michael Caine doesn't help.
It was much later.
4,000 movies.
Okay, Laurence Olivier.
I don't know.
It's called Sleuth.
Oh, Sleuth, sure.
Now they're remaking.
Who's in it? Nathan Lane and Matt Broderick?
How did you guess again? You're so good at this.
Matthew Perry and Bradley Whitford?
No, it's
Pam Dauber and Conrad Janis.
In a fun twist, Michael Caine is playing the other part.
You got to be kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. And Jude Law is playing the where'd I lose you? You seem really upset right after the words Jude Law.
I'm out.
I'm not a good judge of these things, though. Where did I lose you?
You lost me.
Jude Law was hot out of the gate. I thought, like, his first few movies, I thought he was a really terrific actor. And then suddenly, he's the guy trying to disguise his British accent in every fucking movie he's in. Just play a British dude and have some charisma again.
Right.
He forgets charisma when he's trying to get his accent right.
This will tell you how far he's fallen. He was the second guest on Leno after Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Shouldn't he be the top guy, Jude Law? I ask you.
Well, no, it's just she passed the Seinfeld curse to him. What?
I don't know.
No, you're right. He has fallen quite far.
Yeah.
He should.
Movie star goes before TV star.
He should give Divine Brown a call. Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
Keep it going, everybody. Keep it going for Jimmy Pardo. Thank you, Jimmy, for coming by.
My pleasure.
Never Not Funny podcast also available on Handheld comedy. And what was that other thing you were telling everybody about?
About the Laugh Bank.
Yeah, what's the Laugh Bank?
You need to mention the Laugh Bank, where listeners can go and sign up for the Laugh Bank. The more they listen, they could win prizes like vacations and CDs and concert tickets and so on.
Oh, okay, great.
Handheldcomedy.com will give you all that information.
Fantastic. And this
I'm now
has been
go get a
I Love
race.
Movies. Until next time, this is Doug Benson saying, shove a red vine up your ass. Wait, for those of you on the East Coast, make it a Twizzler.
Another talking eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.